The first word on the Chaf Amud Aleph. Ahu Barcha. There was an A's. Yeah. The Chaza Lifta Apuma Dedana. That saw some bread, some lefes on the mouth of a kli. Yeah. On the mouth of a kli. So it saw food on the mouth of a kli.
So now,
Sarich, and it grabbed onto it, and Salik. What happened was like this. So this animal wasn't enough just by, you know, by just biting off this fruit, this vegetable that it saw on the mouth of the kli. It chapped onto the kli itself, and it let go. Achla lelifta v'tavei ledana, said it did two things wrong. It ate this lefes, it ate this turnip, and it broke the kli. So he did. It was mazik in two things. So chay ve'yrova alifta ve'adon on ezek shalom. He was chayv both. Sai on the lefes and sai on the kli. He was chayv nezek shalom. My time. What's the reason? Why nezek shalom? Kivon the urche lemechel lifta urche nami lesuche lemislik. It means obviously this was an ishah sayachid. So since it's the derech, so Chayim Nezek Shalom, Sayal Shein and Sayal Tzeregel, which means the derech to eat is Shein, and the derech to break this thing, it's a normal thing to grab onto it while you're eating, and it breaks. So that's Regel. So you have Shein and Regel, that you Chayim Nezek Shalom, so therefore...
Why shouldn't he be
Mechayim Nezek
Shalom?
What?
If the whole reasoning is because...
No,
for the Kli.
Shein? You didn't eat it.
I understand, but if you're saying the reason he's chayv is because it's normal to eat this way, it's not normal to be mazik this way. You don't go ahead, it's not regal because regal doesn't go ahead and mazik this way.
No, but you're right, it's not regal. What do you mean?
No, there's no derech to do it this way.
But the kli is not Shein. How do you want Shein in the kli?
Because he through his eating.
No, like he didn't bite the kli.
It fell down afterwards.
Yeah, right. He grabbed onto it and it broke.
He weighed too much.
So that has nothing to do with Shein. When he ate a basket, so you can start claiming that he ate the basket together with the fruit. Right. So then you want to claim that, you know what, okay, it's part of the eating. That's what we saw yesterday. But over here, it's discussing the different case. Here we're discussing that it broke geographically while, yeah. So therefore, so he said that's what Yechayev Nezek Shalem on the food, and Yechayev Nezek Shalem on the Kli. Yechayev Nezek Shalem on the food, like we said, because of Shein. Yechayev Nezek Shalem on the Kli because of Regal.
Just before we learned the last line, that if he ate on the table, it's not urche. So why are you
saying this is urche? This is urche when you're eating on the kli, from the kli itself, from what's on top of the kli. So that was his halacha, that was Rabbi. Amar ilfa, behema, b'shusur abim, another case. If a behema was in shusur abim, upashta savara, this man was Jezach and Shusri Abin, and it stuck out its neck and ate on his friend's. He had a basket of food, and he ate the food off the friend's back, or by the friend. So normally, Shem and Shusri Abin is Potter, but over here, Chayev. Why, my time, Gabi Chavet, Chatzan is a dummy. Why are you Potter and Shusri Abin? Because you're going ahead and bring your fruit and Shusri Abin. You know the animal's there, so. The animal has a shush to be wherever he wants a shush to have him, so he could eat it also. But over here, since it's on his back, since it's by him, since it's by the friend's animal, so Mela, that's considered a shush hayachid, and it's kechatz anizik, and yechayiv al chain.
The behemoth is stealing a shush to rob him, so he holds that the behemoth is stealing a shush to rob him, and he's a shush hayachid, he's chayiv.
Yeah.
That's the question he's talking about
here. Yeah.
That's from, in general, it's a big chiddush because. Is because you have no right to be there, to bring
the
behemoth there.
Yeah,
my behemoth was
a Rosh Hashanah. No, but we saw in the Gemara that earlier that if both have a right to have the behemoth there, but only one has a right to bring the fruit, right, so you see that it's no shaykh. It's not so much you have a right to behemoth, it's more than that. It's more that you watch your fruit. I have a right to bring the behemoth, and I have a chayv to watch my fruit. So over here, since it's on me, I'm not mukhif to do it. I'm holding you to watch my back.
A fruit store in
If you're in the fruit store itself, that's what it's
Yachid.
But if he has tables, then we should surround
him. Yeah, Rav. Over here, he has to hold his bags. I mean, when the guy doesn't have anything, which is Rav. That's this case.
And since the
Yochah
is not so high.
Zakti Gemara, Lev Nisayel, let's bring a riot to this. Ha'isak u'pasay mufshelas la'chayav. If you had a basket that was behind you, u'pashta tzavah v'achla bimenu chayeves. And the tzavah, and you went ahead and then cranked your neck and ate from it, you chayav. So therefore, it's a raya. Why you chayiv? Obviously, shame. And you chayiv because kachatzah nizik dami. Like Ilfa just said. So no, it's not a raya. Because you could say kadama rava b'kafetzes. Achanam b'kafetzes. Here it was done, it jumped, and it ate the tzavah. So therefore, it's ain't daka b'kach, that's a tell to the can. So you chayiv, when we said chayiv, it means chatzah nizik. Normal, you would think chayiv means nizik shalom. He was saying, no, chayiv means chatzah nizik, because it did it in a funny way.
So the,
what?
It got to it.
We saw that yesterday. As I remember yesterday when it jumped on the table, you see that even the way it gets to it is also something that can be considered part of cat. Zokdimah, that's what Rava said. It's discussing a case of kafetzes. Where did Rava say it? And we're pulling it to here, to this case. Aha, on the following. Behema b'shus rabim holcha behema was b'shus rabim holcha v'achla p'tura. If it ate while it's going, that's pata because that's shame. Amda v'achla. If it stopped and ate, chayeves. Ma'ishna holcha d'uchayu. What's the difference? Why if it was amda v'achla, that's like a type of karen the chayev, and if it was going and ate, then you pata. In fact, ma'ishna holcha d'uchayu amda nami uchayu holcha z'uchay. So to the amda zuch, and if it's uche, we know that it's shei, and if it's shei, nipatim shes rav. So what's the difference? So Amar Rav is that in this case, Abayishi's case is talking about kafetzes. It's talking about kafetzes. So therefore, since it does something mishuna, so therefore it becomes the can. Once it comes the can, you chayiv shes rav, chayiv chatzinaz. Fine. So you don't have a raya, but he still said his halacha. Ilfa still said his halacha, but bring a raya from this brisa, you can set it down like Rav. The Ilfa still held that if an animal goes out and eats from your bags, you don't say, okay, shein yipata, no yim chayiv. So another case.
It has to be that he's holding it now, so it's on top of his car.
It doesn't have to mean dafka holding. It means on. The Bryce didn't say, maybe who pushed us above, achla me'al gavi chaveta. From it. It was on it. It was on its back, that's also not.
What, how do you know it's on its bechas, not on the thing itself? It's on somebody's car.
That's the same thing.
It's cars like a show. Why should it be different?
Oh,
it was an animal that ate from an animal's back.
It was off of a life.
Life doesn't make sense. No. Anything that you have a shustab, yeah.
If you have a stand in shush rabbi, it doesn't help because you're in a public place.
Depends how high the stand is.
No, so but even that, it's somehow here you're establishing your own place on your back. It's yours.
So you want to say a chayim is like a stand.
I'm just saying. Is
the, a stand that's good fucking high is a shush rabbi.
What do you want from the good fucking? We're not talking
about it. I'm not talking about it. It's chashar nizik. If it's good fucking high.
Again, we're not discussing that. We're saying, let's say it's less, right? It's still shush rabbi.
In those days, it was one shuk. Everything was a shush rabbi.
Like machnu the shuk, no? Right, I understand. And still we see that he's asking about a case of car. We see from Ilfa that if you eat from an animal, you chayiv. It means the animal's back, you chayiv. Now, why don't you just say, wait a minute, it's just a rabbin? I don't care, right? But we don't say, tarech dalaramas, you also chayiv, because dalaramas kind of slay. Right, that's called chasin. It's dafka something to do with the animal's back, or what's mamish, you're holding it. That's when you part. You want maybe a car? Maybe you're not talking a car, not. Yeah. Amar Rava. No, boy, observe. Mizgalgul Mao. What's the halacha if it rolled? Now, we have no clue what this is referring to, so the Gemara is going to go ahead and explain. What happened there? Zakti Gemara. Hey, Chadami, what's the case? Kigain, the Kaima Amar B'Shus HaYachid. There was a bundle of B'Shus HaYachid. And what happened? Become Mizgalgul, V'Asim B'Shus HaYachid, B'Shus HaYachid. It's rolling from Rishus Yachad into Rishus Yachad. It rolled from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Yachad.
Or it's rolling by itself.
So what's the halacha? do you go basa da'achila and your potter? Because now you ate it in Rishus Rav, the animals in Rishus Rav. This thing rolled from Rishus Yachin to Rishus Rav. So your potter, or you say, since it left from, it went from Rishus Yachin to Yechayiv. Why? Because Shane's chayv is just yach and the partner is just
ram. And moved this animal, moved it. It took it from one place.
No. It rolled.
What's even your havamim to say?
Yeah. So more than that. Like, what's the havamim to say that you potter? Like, I mean, the mice, the animal. I mean, the chayv. The mice, the animal ate it. It's just a ram. Who cares where everything came from? Officially, it's just a yach. I mean, what's going on?
So Tysus.
It's nothing to do with the balabas even. Where's the balabas? The animals. I know, I'm saying, but the animal's walking in the street. He's allowed to eat what he sees. Again, what's going on over here? So Tysus says that, it makes it a little bit better. Tysus says that it's talking about why that's still rolling. So never, if it landed, it stopped. So then it has the Rosh Hashanah. But Kol Zman, it's still, Rosh Hashanah. But here, it's still rolling from Rosh Hashanah. So it still gets somewhat of a din that it never landed yet in Rosh Hashanah. You're right in Svara, it doesn't make any sense. Because what does the animal know? I mean, the animal's allowed to eat, the animal's allowed to eat. But over here,
what's
the Tysus is saying that it didn't land yet. So it's still, it never had a nacha in Shusram.
Rashi says it's talking about that the animal's pulling it in. Rashi says the Kayan Shusram Megagelas, that's rolling it. The animal's doing it. That's what Rashi says.
Is that the way you touch Rashi?
Well, of course, you'd be kind, but you haven't made it
before. Oh, because the mice, you ate it. No, you could hear it.
You go into a store.
And you slap it up. Now, but kids, so Tysus says that it's still rolling. So once it's still rolling, you never had a noch in Shus Ram. So once it was never munach in Shus Ram, and never got a din like it's in Shus Ram, it's different, you should be part.
The last word on the last white line Rashi is, I busted the shakla, then it took it from Shus Yachid.
No, it was taken.
Bust of the shakla. Yeah. Shakla
taichit.
Right. Shakla doesn't.
No, it doesn't have to mean that it took it. It means that it was taken. It was taken.
Okay.
So therefore, so we're saying like this. We're saying, so Tais is making it a little better. Tais is bothered with Rashi. Tais is making it a little better that, but it's still, again, it's all lamda shazachin. The Chayim doesn't make too much sense because at the end of the day.
It's too complicated, the whole sugya of the Gabba Tysus.
Right.
The whole Tysus, each line,
Okay.
You have to learn like Rashi.
Okay. Kitza, so therefore, so that's what Tysus makes it a little better that we're discussing such a case. Anyways, so Zakti Gemara. So Ma, hey Chadami, Kigayin the Kaima, Ami Vishus Yachid, the Kamis Galgil, the Asim Vishus Yachid, Vishus Ram. It's rolling and it's in Vishus Ram now. My. Tashma. So that was Rav Shaila. So we want to bring a riot to answer Rav. The Tanya Rav Chia, Masrik Miktasi Bifnim Miktasi Bichotz. If you had a load full of Sa'arim, you have a basket full of Sa'arim, and you ate Bifnim, you chayeves. So now what happened there? So what does it mean Miktasi Bifnim Miktasi Bichotz? Achla Bifnim, chayeves. Achla Bichotz, Ptura. So what does this mean? What does it mean Bifnim and Bichotz? My love, isn't this talking about the same case? Ms. Galgal, Va'asi, it's rolling. So therefore, so I ate it completely, and here's to him that it's rolling. Right, so if it was Bifnim, Yechayiv, if it was Bechutz, Yipata. Zog the Gemara, Loi, Eima Ochlo Amasha Bifnim, Chayavis, Amasha Bechutz, Petura. What are we saying? That means we wanted to make a raya that you go basa achila, basa the place to eat it. So we're saying no. We're discussing over here that what was mitchila b'chutz yipata, and what was mitchila b'fnim yichayev. Why? Because you go basa where you took it from.
Where's the mazik though?
Doesn't matter.
What we said a minute ago that you go
No. We want to know you go basa achila or where you took it from. So now we're saying no. So we're saying it doesn't have to mean where you ate it from. It can mean where it was taken from. And Bibala was taken from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to be Chayv. It was taken from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to be Potter.
So it is the case where it was Ms. Gargoyle? It did move?
Yeah. Obviously. That's what we're saying.
I don't know. The case where that with Chayv...
No, sorry. No, not Ms. Gargoyle. We're not talking about...
It's stationary. It's stuck.
Yeah. But kids, so we thought to bring a raya from here to Achla, that we say, but Makam Achila, we say no. We say, Basa Shakla. Iba Yisema, you could say that this Bryce is right. Not a raya. Kika Amar Abchia, Abchila Das Pasta. Abchia is discussing a case that it's in one place. The animal's eating it. Let's say the animal's standing in Shusha Yachid. And this thing's like a long string that's going into Rishus Rehavim. Part of it's in Rishus Rehavim, but the animal's in Rishus Rehavim, and it's pulling it into, it keeps on eating, and where it's eating, it keeps on pulling the string into its Rishus. It means it's two kids, spaghetti. If it's discussing a case of Se'ayim, then it goes ahead and stands in Rishus Rehavim, and it sticks its head into Rishus Rehavim to eat the rest, then Avada, you'll be Pata, the part of Rishus Rehavim, the part of Rishus Rehavim will be Chayim. But if it's discussing a case that it's in Rishus HaYachid, pulling the string, pulling the spaghetti into Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, I'm down the whole thing in Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, you're chayiv in that case. And if it's in Rishus HaYachid, you'll be chayiv the whole thing in Rishus HaYachid. But in a case where part of it's in Rishus HaYachid, part of Rishus HaYachid, I would never say that. And you would say that you're chayiv on the part of Rishus HaYachid, you're chayiv, and the part of Rishus HaYachid, you're part of it. So therefore, we don't have a pshitis to observe this case. That's the Gemara, yeah. So the Mavaita. Achloksus. I ate clothing. The Mishnah said that a behem is mu'ed to eat what's right, la. Payers with yorkis. Clothing is pata. Clothing is pay, you pay nezek, chatzin nezek. Why? Because that has to be in a shisrabim. I mean, no, well, not nothing shisrabim, sorry. And over there, in a row, the kachsimela has to be chayvat's cat. So the Mishnah said, so now, what's that referring to? Is that referring to Dafka Peyes v'Irakis? Because that's the Derech, and that's Shane, and Shane and Shus Yam is Pata. Or it's referring to even Ksus V'Kalim, that Ksus V'Kalim and Shus Yam is also Pata. And what should that be? Ksus V'Kalim is Chayvat Ka? Kalim's Lav Urchis. Who cares? If it's Shus Yachid, it's Shus Yam. So that's going to be Machlekes in the Gemara. The Marahai. Where is this halacha that says medva mum shus anizik of shus ram pata? Where are you pata? What case are we talking about pata in shus ram? Is that dafka by food or that's also by the ksus v'kele? Amarav akulu. It's going on all of them. It's going even on ksus v'kele. Now why are you pata ksus v'kele? It's mishona. So you should be chayv as ken.
As ken.
Okay. The more my time. What's the reason? The more kala mishana ba chavashina by pata. If you're Mishana and someone else does a shinui, then you're pata. Which means, since it's a shinui to go ahead and put down kalim in the Rishus Rehavim, so the nizik did something which is already a shinui, the animal goes ahead and eats it in the Rishus Rehavim, that's also a shinui on a shinui is pata. If the mazik just did a shinui, that goes into kat. But if the nizik also did something with a shinui, so since the nizik did something with a shinui, and the mazik did on that a shinui, it's pata. What's so funny?
No, it's not a sfek. It's two different stadim. No, I'm saying, I'm trying to say, it's not two reasons, one boit on the other.
Right, no.
One's coming with the nizik, one's coming with the mazik.
Yeah, but since, right, true, that means you can be mechayiv, then mazik with a shinui when the nizik did a shinui.
Because it's
not one on top of another.
Right, well, if the nizik is chayiv, then why chayiv? If
there's a shinui,
the mazik said chayiv to what were the nizik's mishana because he doesn't expect.
But
it
he is because if it wouldn't be mishana, he would be chayiv.
No,
if the mazik wouldn't be doing something out of the ordinary, he'd be chayiv, right?
No, rather not. What would he be chayiv at? Shane will be pata.
The only reason forget about this specific case. There's no patur that because it's different. If it would be a regular, what was mishana by mitzad the nizik?
That he put kelim in. No one leaves kelim.
Okay, so now had it been in Rishus HaYachid.
Yeah, then
you'd be chayiv, right?
Yeah, that's chayiv because you don't, your animal
right.
Doesn't belong.
I, the mazik, did something mishana. No, you're still chayiv.
Didn't do anything mishana.
No, I'm just saying. There's two reasons
let's
why.
Let's say the mazik, let's say the animal came into shus of yayach. So it's pashat that you chayiv. Because over there, the nizik didn't do anything abnormal.
Right.
Yeah, but what's the reasoning for the patur? There's one thing that mitzad the nizik, he did something out of the ordinary. Yeah. He put something in shusram. You shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
And mitzad the mazik, you did something out of the ordinary. You ate.
Forget the mazik. Leave the mazik out. When the nizik does something out of the ordinary, then the mazik's mechuyev, no matter what.
Right. The mazik is still mechuyev. No, you're still mechuyev.
I'm sorry, not mechuyev.
Why? It's not no matter what.
Why? In Rishus HaYachid, I'm allowed to put whatever I want. So there's never a case that's mishunah. But in Rishus Rehavim, and Rishus Rehavim, that's where you're not allowed to put it.
Why are you saying about Achav Hashina? It's not about Achav. We don't care about the other person. We just care about it was done machine.
No, we're saying even if he did shina, you're still pata. I have a minute to say that.
If you did a regular way, you would be part of
it. Regular, you're part of the shame.
Sure, part
of it. It can't be better. No.
Over here is Karen. We want to be Karen.
It's very mistaken to be Chayiv Mats Karen, because Karen is Chayiv when you do something with a shini, we don't care. So, this Rav says, That no, I care about it.
Would you be mechayev al tzbar? Let's say there's a the
you mean if the mazik got stabbed, the vadi chayev al tzbar?
No, let's say the clothing is here. Somehow the clothing falls. I don't know. You would still be chayev, right? Because bar b'shus ram is chayev.
The nizik is be chayev. And you'll be the mazik.
There's two reasons here why you're pattering. You're pattering one because the nizik put his stuff in a non-typical in a makom mishuna. The mazik also did something out of the ordinary.
We wouldn't care about that.
Why don't we care? We just said
that's a reason to be mechayev. When the mazik does something mishuna, that's a reason to be mechayev because it's karen. If he wouldn't do it mishuna, then it's shein. He wouldn't be mechayev.
Wouldn't mechayev at all.
Right. This shina is a maila.
And yet, however, because it was
because the nizik did something mishuna, you pattered. Shmuel Amar, Lo Yishanu Ela Peis V'Yarkas. No. This part of the Mishnah that says that your partner Rishus Rabbim is going only by Peis V'Yarkas because that's Shein. Avak Ksus V'Kedem Chayeves. Ksus V'Kedem, since you can you Chayev? Like we see that Karen does anything Mishnah is Chayev.
Even though
the Nizik did something abnormal, we don't care about the Nizik. This guy, this Bahima came and did something abnormal. It's chayav. What's going?
It's not peshe.
This animal came and did something shalai kedarach. He's chayav.
I know, but he left his thing and where?
It doesn't matter. But you know how to go ahead and give him a kick while he did it. It's like you're parking your car in the yeshiva's parking lot. You know, are you chayav? It says.
Rav's din is a chiddush.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I would say Rav's din is a chiddush. I don't care you did something wrong, but I'm not going to do something wrong because you did something wrong. Want a kama?
What right do you have to kick yeah. out on purpose?
Yeah. So basically, it's a double pashut that you're not allowed to be mazik, even the shame you're not allowed to be mazik. It's just your potter.
Right. Yeah. You don't stop, go ahead. Hey, Namah Shlakish. So too, Shlakish said, Akulu, it's going on all like Rav. It's going on that you potter in this case of Tzitzvaket. But as the Shlakish Latameh, Shlakish goes this time. Damei Shlakish, stay parts with Shusra Yavim. There are two parts in Shusra Yavim. Achas Ravutzav, Achas Malachas. One's sitting, one's resting on the side in Shusra Yavim. And the other one is going. Ba'ata Malachas Beravutza. That guy gave him a kick. Ptura. He's Pata. Why? Because you don't belong lying in Shusra Yavim. You don't belong giving him a kick. Too bad on you. You don't belong lying in Shusra Yavim. But the Ravutzav Malachas, Chayevas, that's Pashit. If the guy that was lying gave the other guy a kick, then he chayev. But Akaponim, so that's a shlokish l'taymei that says that once the nizik does something mishuna, you are chayev. You potter. Rabbi Yochanan lo yishanu al peis v'yarkas avaksus v'kelim chayevis. Rabbi Yochanan says that the sefer of the mishnah is saying dafka peis v'yarkas avaksus v'kelim chayevis al tzken. Leim Rabbi Yochanan less a shlokish. The Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of a shlokish by these two paras. Avadi holds that if you give the guy a kick, you chayv. Ksus avdi inchi demanchi glima misbechi. Ksus is normal for it to. Sometimes you put your thing down to rest for a minute. Zemela, it's a normal thing. So it's not such a shinui. To go to sleep, that's not the normal. Put it to sleep someplace else. So therefore, right. But depends, over here it's not such a shinui. Since it's not such a shinui, mele, you pot it. You chayv. So that's my right. So we saw yesterday that even though Shane is pot in Shisrahabim, but the mice, your donkey, you saved himself on a breakfast, you save your donkey on a breakfast now, so you pay for that. No. So this is a very, you said this to Gemara. So Gemara, how much do you pay? Rabba Amma Dmei Amma. What do you pay? That means, let's say, this guy ate, what Rashi says, Sa'ayun, you ate chashava food. And now you went ahead, and you normally give your behem a straw. Well, you don't care about the Sa'ayun, let's get down. So now, you're not mechayev to pay more than straw. The Sa'ayun is worth $50, straw is worth $1, that's all you're mechayev to pay. Because you're not paying Masha Hizik. Rabba Amma Dmei Sa'ayun Bezul. No, he says you have to pay Sa'ayim, but you can pay the cheapest value of Sa'ayim. You don't have to go ahead and this guy paid $50 for Sa'ayim. You can pay $10 for Sa'ayim, whatever it's the cheapest value of Sa'ayim.
Rashi says you take off a third.
Yeah, I'm saying, but that's where it comes from. You think Kasash of Ashok. Yeah. Zakti Gemara. Tani Kavase the Rabba. Tani Kavase the Rabba, whoever I like either. Tani Kavase the Rabba. Shimei Chayim. Oma. Eim Shalem Esel. Dmei Oma Bilvad. You only pay the Dmei Oma. It's a Klar Braisa. Shimei Chayim holds exactly like Rava. Tanya Kvasa the Rava. In the Hannes, the Shalem is Mashalem. Ketzad. Ochlo kav oy kavayim. If you ate a kav or kavayim, ain't I'm to shalom the man. You don't say you mechuyev to pay the payment. Elo oym dem kam adam reitzel ha'achal v'behemtei dover yoy la'af b'shein ha'ragel. Even though you're ragel to give it. You normally give it for breakfast. You normally give it hay. You still have to give it sa'ayim. But you don't have to go ahead and pay the real value of sa'ayim. You can pay how much someone would give. Lefikach, but therefore comes an achal chitin ha'davar yala. If ate chitin or something which is not good for it, it seems like chitin is not good for a para, p'tura. Then you pata. Why? Because even though I ate up your whole bag of chitin, but we tell you, no, as I vayt, I'm going to pay because you made it bad for me, for cat. So it's very interesting. It's even this Gemara that it's not stam. When you eat a piece of meat, and 5 minutes after you eat a piece of meat, and 5 minutes after you eat a piece of chicken, it makes enough kumina to you. It's long gone, over. Beforehand, it made enough kumina. But here you see that we still tell you that you have to pay sa'ayim because, right? Rav says you have to pay sa'ayim. Why do you have to pay sa'ayim? The ma'aseh, I didn't have enough. Right now, the ma'aseh has no one knows. Who cares if you had enough b'shas ma'aseh? Because afterwards, sa'ayim stomach gives the ba'aseh more kaich. It's not stam. You ate macaroni or you ate nutrition, chicken, more nutrition stomach. So therefore, you have something for it also. It's not stam that is nothing to it. So Mela, it's not just you saved him on a breakfast, you have something also. So Mela, oh, Mashenke, when it made it bad for it, Chitna Dabayala, then you potter.
Then Papa and Gansha, not even with a straw.
Right. You potter because I give him a stomachache. What's that about? Ah, the mice is not, he can eat breakfast, but it doesn't matter. The mice made it bad for it.
Where
does
she like
Rogel
here? In this
price. No, even though you're not normal to give this food, you normally give hay, you're still mechuyev to go ahead and give something which is the payment of this sa'ayim, whatever you gave.
What do you mean? It sounds like rabba. I'm not understanding.
Because even afbish and ragel, even though you're not normal to give this sa'ayim, you normally give cheap stuff.
So you have to give him how much
this is worth. You don't have to pay the highest payment of it.
It doesn't say that, but it says that.
Right, yeah, exactly. Okay, maybe we should stop here. We'll continue tomorrow.